This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, you think our gas prices are bad? Will you hear from drivers in Britain?
High gas prices, that is the main reason GM gave for closing four of its assembly plants, plants that make big trucks and SUVs. Some 10,000 workers could lose their jobs over the next few years. Chief Executive Rick Wagoner says this is a response to a, quote, permanent shift by Americans who are buying fewer gas guzzlers. Even the Hummer could be on the chopping block. Joining me now to talk about this is Jean Jennings. She's the president and editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. Jean, this seems to be pretty big news that Rick Wagoner is saying that this is a permanent shift away from SUVs and big trucks.
It's pretty huge news considering that's the bread and butter vehicle, or was the bread and butter vehicle for so many years for the Detroit carmakers.
So what does this mean, that this is the end of these kinds of automobiles?
No, it doesn't mean it's the end. It means that, you know, there will be still purpose-built vehicles. There are still contractors out there who need pickup trucks, and they will still build these vehicles. It just really cuts out the dilettantes. You will no longer see 400,000 pickup trucks sold in a year. And it means that we will see small trucks, smaller, more fuel-efficient crossover vehicles. It won't be the end of vehicles that will hold six or seven or eight people. It won't be the end of vehicles that will be able to pull boats or trailers or carry loads. It just means you'll see more fuel-efficient and smaller versions of those vehicles.
So what will we not be seeing anymore? Of which brands are going away forever?
I would expect that Hummer is really seriously on the block because there is no reason for that vehicle. It is a toy, and in relative terms, they use a lot of gas. I would hate to just predict the demise of actual brands, but there is no doubt that the price of fuel is going to stay high. Once China turned from an oil exporting to an oil importing nation, that was our signal that the third world was ready to start using fossil fuels. That party's over. It is just over. So we are now in a rush to create more fuel-efficient vehicles, to use more alternative technologies. And this year, we will see a humongous jump in small passenger car vehicles being sold instead of trucks and SUVs.
Well, how quickly can GM make this turnaround?
Well, you know, they're on the move. I mean, they can make the move very quickly because they have consolidated their manufacturing plants around the world so that they are all operating on the same wavelength. They can jump right now and get small vehicles from Korea. They can get small vehicles from Europe. They can tap any one of their manufacturing and design bases around the world to bring in vehicles.
I notice that you're saying that these vehicles will be brought in, not made here.
Well, you know, General Motors is a worldwide company. And while they're shutting plants here, they can very quick. What I'm talking about is response time. You know, you just can't design, engineer, and tool up a vehicle overnight to meet, quite frankly, the overnight demand of Americans. This is typical of us. When gas was a dollar a gallon, which, by the way, was just a couple years ago, people wanted big, giant vehicles, and they wanted them right now. This is an unprecedented time when fuel economy is the number one buying consideration. Not design, not quality, not resale value. Fuel economy is number one, and people are insane. And GM can probably deliver those small cars, I would think, in very quick order by 2010, which is just around the corner. Meanwhile, they have a lot of cars right now that deliver 30 miles per gallon or more. Their biggest problem is recovering now from the strikes that have shut down some of the factories that build those popular vehicles. So they have to get those back up and running.
Jean Jennings, editor of Automobile Magazine. We've been talking about GM's announcement today that it plans to shut down four plants that make big SUVs and trucks in response to rising gas prices. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Madeline.